Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we invite your calls right now to 844-322-2742 if you have something you'd like to discuss, a Bible question. If there's another topic that you'd like to discuss, give us a call. 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's part of the Basic Gospel, our basic understanding of what has happened to us as a result of the good news, is that we have been transferred out of darkness and placed into God's kingdom. And that's something that you don't hear a lot about as far as being taught or preached from the pulpit, but it's a truth. And that's why it's so important for us to get established, because we were used to a certain way of life. We did things according to the patterns of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. That was our old life. But now we have been ripped from that, and we have been placed into a new kingdom, a new realm altogether. Mm-hmm. And in that new kingdom, that new realm, there's a completely new way of doing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, just living, just walking by faith instead of living to gratify the desires of the flesh, being controlled by the love of God instead of the ways of this world, being having an attitude of gratefulness, having an attitude of thinking about others more than yourself. That's not the way of the world. That's not what we were used to. But that's what being established or getting established is all about, is really getting used to what this new life is in Jesus Christ. Here's the reference for it, Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 13. So Colossians 1, 13 and 14. And if you have your Bibles, or you can go to your Bible after the broadcast, we certainly encourage you to mark this passage, underline it, read it in its context. And I think you'll see a very powerful truth in these words. He says this: He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So there was a transfer. There was this rescue mission. So God sent Jesus on a rescue mission to rescue us out of the realm of darkness and place us into the kingdom of the Son. Now, in this new kingdom, in Christ, we have redemption. Now, what is redemption? Well, redemption is freedom, basically. So we have been set free from those things that bound us. So that gate, that lock has been opened to us. We can walk out of that kingdom and experience freedom in this new kingdom. So, and what was the compelling force behind that? The forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
So that's all about being released from the powers that once held us, so that we could be free to be joined to Jesus and to walk in this newness of life. So let's just read it again. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness. So you were once in darkness. That's where you live. That's where you breathe. That was life for you, in darkness. And it was a terrible place. It was a bleak place. It was a hopeless place. We did the best we could there. We were seeking answers. We were seeking help, but it was not to be found in that realm of darkness. So light came into the darkness. That's Jesus. He rescued us, and he delivered us from that domain and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. So if you're a believer in Christ, what kingdom are you in today? The kingdom of his beloved Son, God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And there you have freedom, because you have been released from the penalty and the power of your sins. That's good news.
Yeah.
That's basic gospel. That's essential truth. get established in that, and then you'll be able to live a life worthy of this calling.
Yeah.
Why? Because you know what this calling is. You know this kingdom that you're involved in now. You know this new way of life that you have. You know this new life that you have in Christ. And as you get established in that, then you can fully live out your citizenship in this new kingdom. Richard, any thoughts?
I love the way Paul describes this, this rescue and this transferal as things that are already accomplished. He rescued us. Something happened in the past that is mine now. He transferred us to the kingdom. Something happened in the past that is mine now. And then he changes and says, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So because of this rescue mission and the transference into this new kingdom, forgiveness is mine in the present tense,
yes,
every moment of my life. That is hope-inducing, because if forgiveness wasn't mine, then we'd be stuck in some of the places we've talked about in the last several weeks and over all these many years of Basic Gospel. When people don't realize that they are forgiven people, then they can't take a step any direction. It's realizing that forgiveness that gives us the chance to walk past the death of Jesus into the resurrection and live the life that he intended for us all along.
Yes, indeed. And here's one final point on this concerning forgiveness. If we had not been released from the punishment and from the powers,
yes,
of sin that held us, then we could not be a part of this kingdom.
Correct.
So the fact that we've been delivered, the fact that we were once in darkness, but now we are in the light, we are in the kingdom of the beloved Son, that is proof positive that our sins, all of them, have been forgiven, have been removed from us, have been sent away, and have entered into that realm of the things that God remembers no more.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're in the kingdom of Jesus, that we belong to Jesus, means that our sins have been, past tense, forgiven. That's good news.
That's the kind of news you hear every day on Basic Gospel. We hope you're lapping it up like a can after milk. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial if you live in the U.S. or Canada. We'd love to hear from you. Like to, for you to be a part of this edition. If you have a question, some topic you'd like us to discuss or discuss with us, go ahead and call right now. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question from Ron. He says, with reference to Matthew 27, he says that he's confused about people being raised from the dead after Jesus was crucified and had not yet been resurrected himself. Any clarification you can give, Ron, on that?
Well, I think the passage tells us that something happened then, but they weren't seen until after the resurrection. Is that right, Richard?
I believe so. I'm looking it up here real quick just to make sure.
Yeah. And so I think that's how the chronology of it happened. But I think what God was saying to us, and we don't know anything, we really don't know anything about these people. They just said they were seen walking in the streets after the resurrection of Christ.
Yes, this is verses 52 and 53.
Right. So I have that right?
Yes, the tombs were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many.
Yeah. So yeah. That's the chronology. But I think what God was doing was giving us a neon sign to let us know that what just happened is significant.
Yeah.
One, it is earth moving. The earth quaked at the very finality of what Christ accomplished for us. And we know that that becomes a life-giving moment, the fact that Jesus died in our place so that he could bring life to us. And I think God is just giving a neon sign there at that particular moment, and we see it and read about it in Scripture, saying, hey, pay attention to what just happened here, because the old had been fulfilled. The old had been swallowed up in Christ Jesus. Something new is about to spring forth. Yeah. So pay attention. Don't, don't just look at this and move on. Stay here. Let your mind dwell here. Figure out what Jesus Christ has just accomplished for you, because it's going to change everything about you and what your future destiny is, what your identity here is, and what your way of life is going to be in this new covenant that Jesus has just ushered in. So we don't know anything about these people except they were seen. We suspect that they went back into their tombs. I mean, they died. This wasn't a resurrection into eternal life like Jesus's was going to be. When he came out of that grave, he put on the imperishable, the immortal. I mean, he had a resurrection body. These folks didn't have a resurrection body.
No, it doesn't.
So this is just a moment to undergird the significance, the validity, the magnitude of the death of Christ when he said, "It is finished."
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ron, hope that's a help to you, and thanks for writing. And friends, if you have a question and can't get to us while we're actually on the air live, drop us a line at bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address your question here at Basic Gospel. A quick reminder that today and tomorrow, the final days of the offer for our great new book, The Basic Gospel. If you can make a gift today or tomorrow before midnight tomorrow night, why, we would love to send one to you. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or call your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll be glad to get a copy of The Basic Gospel on the way to you. As we've talked about all month, if you don't have the basics down, well, you're standing on shifting ground. So we encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. This book will really, really help you to solidify your understanding of the foundations of our faith, The Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. I know many people are struggling. They want to grow. They want to grow in grace. They want to grow in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They feel stymied. They feel stuck in the mud. And I think a big reason that they feel that way is because they haven't been established in the basics. And we made a bold statement on the broadcast: you can never grow in Christ until you have the basics right.
Yeah.
So you need to know that you're not in darkness anymore. A lot of people think that, you know, if they sin, when they sin, they go from light back to darkness.
Yeah.
Well, that can't be done.
No.
I mean, once you're out of darkness in the light, there's no way to go back. Why? Because the light is now in you. Christ Jesus is in you. So that's where you live, in the light. That's why when you sin, you feel worse about it.
Yeah.
Why? Because you see it for what it really is. In the darkness, you didn't get to see sin for what it really was. You didn't get to see how it really impacted other people. You didn't see those consequences, those ripple effects into the lives of others, the harm that sin caused with others. But now in the light, you see it. And that's why you have this great opportunity to go back to those that you've hurt and see reconciliation happen between you based on the reconciliation that you have in Jesus Christ. So you're in the light. You can't go back. So if you believe that every time you sin, you go back into darkness, you're out of fellowship with God, that belief, that false belief, is going to stymie your growth in Jesus. Mm-hmm. So get the basics right. Yeah. Realize that you have been delivered, transferred out of the kingdom of darkness, placed into the kingdom of the beloved Son. That's where you live. That's your location. And that's where you will always be. Once you're in the Son, you'll never get out of the Son.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Get this resource. It will be a great help. And I guarantee you, as you get established in these truths, you will start to see growth in your life like you've never experienced before.
And keep in mind, friends, that this book, The Basic Gospel, is available with your gift to Basic Gospel today and tomorrow. So take advantage of it. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or call that number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a two-part question from Tim, who wrote to us from Indianapolis. A couple of questions have recently been presented to me, and I'd like to get your thoughts, please. First, does Scripture give any clear evidence that the people who are in heaven think about us on earth? Can they see us? And part two, when we are in heaven, in eternity, will we ever think about our loved ones who went not to heaven but to the alternative?
There's nowhere in Scripture that really talks about that.
No.
And nobody has come back from heaven to tell us what it's like there, other than, you know, we see Jesus. So he's kind of our example. So we don't really know. Some folks have looked at the story in Luke 16, I believe, where there's the rich ruler and Lazarus, and there's this chasm. But that's before the cross. That's before the resurrection. One was in paradise. One was in the lower regions of Hades, and there was this large chasm there. And so, oftentimes we look at that and say, well, this guy down below could see the guy up above, and the guy up above could see the guy down below. So it must mean that we're able, once we're with the Lord, we can see back onto earth and what's happening in the lives of our loved ones. But that's the only Scripture that would even suggest that as a possibility. There's no other passage that deals with that at all. All we know is that when we're absent from the body, we're going to be present with the Lord. And I think our eyes are going to be so focused on him that, you know, whatever thoughts that we might have are all going to be filtered through his love and through his grace and through his righteousness. And so, you know, there's an unknown quantity there. We're afraid of the unknown, yeah. And we want to know what that's going to be like. But we just don't have that given to us. What we know is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of tips the scales in a great way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there is one passage in Revelation 21 that it gives me great hope on this, especially on the second question. So what if I go to heaven and somebody I know goes to hell? And it talks about God himself will be among them, and he, God himself, will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be and no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain, it's because the first things have passed away. So when it's all done, and hell has received the people who are going there, and God has received the people and come to be with us who are going to be with him, it's over. We're not going to be sitting around going, oh, man, I wish my friend Jimmy had remembered. No, we're not. It's done.
Yeah. Yes.
And that situation at that point in our timeline will be every bit as completed, perfected, never to happen again, as the death of Jesus was.
Yes.
Different context, different solution, but it's just as complete. We're done. We're finished with all of that. We just get to be with Jesus.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. And what that new, everything we'll new is going to be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tim, hope that's a help to you, and thanks for writing to us. The guys had a question. You had something, Bob, you wanted to share?
We'll go ahead, okay. And then I have another question that will follow that.
Sure. So. This is from Maria, who wrote to us also. She says, I've learned as a Christian that God does care, and he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and that by his stripes we were healed. But I've heard you say that this is not a promise to receive those things from God. Listening to your program, I've learned that the things of the Spirit are what is promised to us through the finished work of Jesus Christ, and that we should be focusing on spiritual things, not on things of the flesh. The prosperity and healing subject is a very delicate subject in the Christian community. Can you please let me know resources that could help me explain to my friends without offending them?
Well, that's an excellent question, and as you were reading through that, my mind was thinking about Ephesians chapter 1, where it says that we have received every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So everything that we need for this life that we have in Christ has already been provided for us. We don't need anything else. So we need to recognize that, and I think we give thanks for that. And so we find our contentment there. I think why so many people grab a hold of prosperity or health teachings is because they have this idea, if I gain prosperity, if I gain my health, those sort of things, then I can be content with myself. So there's a lack of contentment that's driving that connection to those messages, that hope that some of those messages bring as far as material blessings are concerned. But we're not going to find contentment in the physical. We're not going to find contentment in riches. We're not going to find contentment in good health. We're going to find contentment in Jesus.
Yeah.
So let's recognize that we've been given everything that we need for life and godliness in Jesus. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies has already been given to us. We have the full measure of it, not just a portion of it, the full measure of it. And we have Christ himself. So let's be content with Jesus. And then that will give us perspective on how to live life here and now, and whether times are good, times are bad, as far as this life is concerned, we can still be content in the middle of it and still experience joy and peace, things that transcend those moments, those difficult circumstances. So let's find contentment in Jesus. That's the place we're going to find it. And, you know, money, all the things that the world offers, they may give you some temporary happiness, but they're not going to give you contentment in the depths of your soul.
Yeah,
not
right.
at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we hope that helps.
Thanks, Maria.
We do a little broadcast called Just a Minute. Many people listen to that on a daily basis. So I just give a thought for the day. So earlier in the week, I asked this question: what is your greatest fear? On the Just a Minute program, and Deborah wrote, commented and said, well, here's her fear: being left alone, widowed, kids too busy with own lives, etc. And she says, even though I know that Jesus is with me. And I thought it would be interesting for us to toss that around just for a little bit. She's in a situation now where, you know, she's not alone. She has her family around her. Her kids are still there. Her husband's still there. And so life is good. And then she's thinking, well, what would it be if it changed? So there's the fear. I'm fearful of change. I've found a rhythm in how life is right now. Will I find that same rhythm if everything is different? And that's loneliness, that sort of thing. Well, you're not going to know until you're in that situation. But here's what you'll find out in that situation: that God's grace is sufficient. And you can realize that new normal for you is going to be A-okay. Why? Because Christ is there. Your normal right now is okay because Christ is there.
Yes.
So that's not going to change. So maybe circumstances, maybe the people that are going to be around you at any given moment are going to be different. But in both situations, there is a constant, and his name is Jesus. So if you're finding contentment in life right now, it's because of Jesus. You'll find contentment in a different set of circumstances for the same reason, and his name is Jesus. So, So Deborah, I hope that helps, and thank you for that comment.
We love hearing from our listeners, guys, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day. Post your question or drop it to us at bob@basicgospel.net. We'd love to hear from you. Well, we've been talking about it all month long, of course, and if you don't have the basics down right, you're going to find that you are standing on shifting ground. And with your gift today or tomorrow, you'll not only help to keep this good news coming, you'll also receive our brand-new book, The Basic Gospel, that we've been talking about. It'll help you make sure that you have the basics down and at the same time help others to hear the same good news. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And, of course, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow at the very same time on this very same station for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.